Saudi sweetener. Having rolled out the red carpet for Saudi despot Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman on his recent UK visit, Prime Minister Theresa May staunchly defended his regime's human rights record when criticized by Jeremy Corbyn in Parliament. Only cynics would say May's defense of the House of Saud is to do with securing more lucrative deals for British capitalists, arms sales to Saudi Arabia, since the start of the devastating war in Yemen in 2015 have amounted to $6.4 billion. But May's attempt to defend the indefensible is curious. She maintained that Saudi cooperation with the British state had saved the lives of potentially hundreds of people in this country. However, this fact doesn't hold up to scrutiny, not least because many global jihadist organizations, which have killed hundreds of British citizens, derive their ideology from the reactionary Wahhabi movement in Islam, based in Saudi Arabia. The absolute monarchy of the House of Saud has always coexisted with fanatical Wahhabism, despite the Saudi ruling clique's penchant for Western decadence, and notwithstanding bin Salman's recent public criticism of Islamic extremism. The Saudi state has spent over $100 billion of its petrodollars exporting Wahhabism globally over the last 30 years, as estimated by the 2008 Channel 4 documentary The Quran, including financing groups such as Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra and the Taliban. I wonder if the Queen mentioned this over tea with the Crown Prince? Simon Carter, Forest Gate, East London.